For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, we are here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. bringing you great information relating to health and wellness. So please tune in every week. If you're not able to tune in live to listen, you can always download our previously archived shows by going onto the Village Green website, www.myvillagegreen.com, and download all those shows for free. You can also stream the show for free by going to www.federalnewsradio.com and click on the Listen Live link and listen to the show. So anybody, if you know somebody that you think would like the show but they live out of the area of the broadcasting range, you can have them log in online and listen to the show from anywhere in the country. As always, we have a great show lined up for you today. Today, we're going to be talking about something near and dear to my heart. We're going to be talking about pet health. Usually, we're talking about human conditions and how to help you feel better, but lots of people own animals and lots of people own pets, and most people who do want their pets to enjoy good health, good life, and good longevity. And today we're going to be talking about some natural strategies specifically for dealing with some common concerns around animals. And this is great. I have on the phone with me, who's going to be my special guest for the day, Dr. Kathy Head, who is a works for a nutraceutical company that has a very high quality professional pet line. They are available or will be available through the Village Green. So this is just a great show to educate you on some common pet conditions and how we might approach them more naturally. So real quick, I want to announce that the Village Green is having a big sale from starting Monday, February 14th, that's Valentine's Day, and going through Monday, March 7th. The deal is it's 25% off all Pathway products and 20% off of Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorn, that's the company that we're talking about today that has the pet line, and Nordic Naturals products. So the sale prices for Thorn, Metagenics, and Nordic Naturals are available only in store. Okay, so if you want to take advantage of those deals, you can't get that discount ordering online. You got to either call in and place your order, or actually come on into the store. So I want to introduce my special guest and get started with this topic. Dr. Head graduated from the National College of Natural Medicine, which is my alma mater, in 1985 with a naturopathic medical degree. After graduation, she practiced naturopathic medicine in San Diego, California, where she maintained her private practice for 11 years, specializing in classical homeopathy, clinical nutrition, and botanical medicine. While living in San Diego, she also taught Western nutrition at Pacific College of Oriental Medicine for several years. In 1997, she moved to Sandpoint, Idaho, to take a position in the Medical Affairs Department at Thorn Research, where she serves as Director of Product Development and Director of Thorn Vet since 2001. She's been Editor-in-Chief of the peer-reviewed Medline Index Journal Alternative Medicine Review, which is a great journal. Kathy has written several books on diabetes, including complementary treatments for diabetes, and authored many articles on alternative medicine for both professional and lay publications. In addition, she has lectured on diabetes and numerous other health topics at medical meetings in both the United States and abroad. Kathy, very impressive resume. Thank you for being on the show with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So I want to just first of all introduce this whole concept of holistic pet care. And I want to share my experience and how I got turned on to this. So when I was in naturopathic school out in Oregon, I have always had dogs, and I had about a 3-year-old dog, and he was starting to have some issues. And so whenever I needed to bring him to a vet, here I was entrenched in a naturopathic medical program, learning about all of the different holistic ways to support a body. But most of the vets that I would bring my dog to, it was the same type of approach. It was just drugs or pharmaceuticals or antibiotics or, you know, whatever it was. There was no holistic approach or concept to dealing with my pet's health. So I started poking around and, of course, came up with some referrals and recommendations for a holistic vet. And it was amazing when I would bring my dog in for a certain issue, the vet would prescribe nutritional supplements that were the same nutritional supplements that we were using in our teaching clinics and in our inpatient clinics at school. So I was, literally the same exact product. So when one of my dogs went in to get neutered and they had to put him under for anesthesia, one of the things they suggested we give him prior to and after the surgery was some type of liver support to help his liver deal with the stress of anesthesia, which is exactly what I recommend that my human patients do if they know they're going to be under anesthesia. And when I brought my other dog in for issues with his GI system, where he almost had what I will call like an irritable bowel syndrome for a dog, they recommended probiotics and they recommended products that contain glutamine and recommended products that contain the same ingredients that I would use in a human with irritable bowel issues. So it started to become really clear to me that although you need a vet's expertise because they are the ones that know how to diagnose these conditions and truly understand the physiology of the animal, there is a huge amount of crossover when it comes to the treatment side in regards to holistically supporting the health of your animal and how that relates to holistically supporting the human. And I think that's, as you talk about with the Thorn Vet Line, Dr. Head, a lot of the products that these leading holistic vets have selected to be in the Thorn Vet Line are just products that have been transferred over from the human line, correct?
Yeah, to some extent that is correct. I had similar experiences only with cats and trying to wade through the maze of conventional veterinary medicine until I was able to find veterinarians who had some expertise in some unconventional things. My first experience was getting acupuncture for a couple of my cats for various conditions, but there are differences in metabolisms with from humans, particularly with cats. So it isn't necessarily safe just to say, well, if it's good enough for me, then a half a dose or a quarter of a dose might be good enough for my cat. Like for example, the antioxidant lipoic acid can be pretty toxic to a cat if given in more than maybe 20 milligrams a day. Well, this is an antioxidant that can be really beneficial for humans and for dogs. And so it isn't just a matter of necessarily taking the human products and transferring them over, although there certainly are a lot of those that you can do that with.
Sure, yeah, which is interesting because for me it was always a mystery. It was like I never understood what could help my dog, even when I understood what could help me, and until I started going through those personal experiences. And yes, although you do need a vet and the doses have to be adjusted, the basic concept sometimes of how milk thistle supports liver health in a human, why wouldn't it support the health of an animal if given in the right way for the right animal at the right time? So right. I found that to be really interesting, and I think when you have a line like Thorn Vet that's specifically formulated to deal with those needs of cats and dogs, it becomes a little bit less likely to get yourself in trouble. And, I encourage people with the right guidance to explore some of these holistic options for their animals because they can be wonderful options. And, yeah, I had my dog get acupuncture, and, it was great. He loved it. He just laid there and looked, like, so relaxed.
My cat, on the other hand, had to be muzzled.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
After a while, I decided I wasn't sure that I thought that it might be diminishing returns just because.
Yeah, the stress on her body.
Your cat has to get that stressed out. She was getting acupuncture for hyperthyroidism, and it really, between that and homeopathy and Chinese herbs, it really kept things under control for quite a long time.
I know. I love one of the slides you sent me in the presentation, just had me rolling last night laughing. It's two dogs, and there's a porcupine walking away from the two dogs, and one of the dogs got stuck with the quill. So he's got like three porcupine quills sticking out of his back and one in his ear, and they look kind of like acupuncture needles. And the dog's looking at the other dog and going, "Hey, what do you know? My back pain's gone." I just thought that was absolutely hilarious. Yeah. I think you need to have the visual, but maybe somebody got a chuckle out of that one. So What we're going to do now is we're going to start covering some common conditions that pets have that we can use some things in the natural pharmacy to help with. And the first one that we're going to talk about, because it's so widespread with so many animals, is arthritis. And again, I mean, being a dog owner, I have a 13 going on 14-year-old mixed breed German Shepherd Lab Rhodesian Ridgeback, and he's got some hip problems. You know, he's old and he's got some arthritis, and he started to slow down. And without even really getting specific prompting from a vet, based on what I know about dogs and what I know is safe for dogs, I started him, just coincidentally, before we even spoke about doing the show, on two Thorn products, one specifically from the Thorn Vet line and one from the human line that you're now converting into the vet line.
Let me guess what products you started with.
Okay.
I am going to guess the product that you gave him from the veterinary line was Arthroplex.
Yes.
And let's see, the one from the human line, I'll bet, was the curcumin phytosome, which in the human line is called Mareva.
Yep, absolutely. And
in the vet line, we're going to be calling it Curcuvet.
Curcuvet.
The same stuff.
Yeah, and I've used Mareva in adults for arthritis, I mean in humans for arthritis, and it works beautifully. And I mean, it was unbelievable. It took about 2.5 to 3 weeks of consistent supplementation, twice a day dosing in each of his meals, of giving him these things. But he is significantly better, to the point where his hips, his feet used to slide out on the hardwood floor, you know, like he couldn't kind of keep his legs up. He would take him so long to get up at night out of his bed, and it would have to coerce him to get up the stairs at night to come to bed. Just very slow, mopey. You could tell he was in pain and discomfort. And now, although, you know, he's not springing around like he did when he was 4 or 5 years old, it is clearly noticeable that he is in significantly less pain. And it has been so nice to be able to give him an intervention that I believe in that works so well for him.
That's great to hear. So what you were basically doing was giving him in the Arthroplex.
Okay, Kathy, I'm going to stop you for a second because it's time for a break. When we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about specifically what's in the Arthroplex. We're going to be talking about this Mareva or Curcuvet product, because, I mean, even if you're listening and you don't have a pet, or you have a pet that has arthritis and you do too, you need to listen, because this is a really powerful, very, very interesting product that is going to be useful for you to learn about. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by The Village Green. You keep your dial tuned to this station, because we're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. We got a bang-up lineup for you here in the next, like, I don't know, 2 to 3 to 4 weeks of shows. We have some very, very prominent medical doctors. We have some wonderful guests, some really great topics. So make sure to stay tuned each week at Sundays from 10 to 11, because we got lots of great information to bring to you. Just a quick mention, as a review, today we're talking about pet health. Usually you're used to tuning in and everything we're talking about is relating how to help your health, but today we're talking about how to help your best friends, your dogs, your cats, your horses, the pets and lovable animals in your life. I also just want to make a quick mention that the Village Green is having a sale starting Monday, February 14th. That's Valentine's Day for all you lovers. And it goes through Monday, March 7th. It's 25% off of Pathway products and 20% off of our professional lines, Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorn, and Nordic Naturals. For the discount on the professional lines, you either have to call the store or come in. Those deals will not be available through the web. On the phone with me today, I have Dr. Kathy Head, who is the product director and, let's see, I got that wrong, Kathy. Use the right term. Product development.
That's good. That's good.
Director of product development at Thorn Research. And she has helped spearhead the creation of Thorn Vet, which is a professional line supplement company that is making worked with top holistic veterinarians to develop a vet line. And Kathy's going to be sharing that with us today. In the last segment, I ended by talking about my experience in just sort of before I even talked to Kathy, before I even talked to a holistic vet, I started my dog on a couple of the joint-related products to help with his arthritis because he's 13. And within, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, it has continued now 3 months later to make a dramatic difference in his pain level. And so we were going to talk about those products. The first one that I started him on was called Arthroplex. So, Kathy, tell us a little bit about what is in Arthroplex, why it's good for the joints, and why it's specific for a dog and a cat.
Well, the Arthroplex is kind of a broad spectrum support for the joints. So it's got specific nutrients in that can help with cartilage support because as the arthritis is progressing, the cartilage degenerates and wears away. So you want to give the animal the nutrients to help keep that from happening. So it's got the glucosamine sulfate and the green-lipped mussels for that purpose. And then it's also it also contains some anti-inflammatory botanicals, boswellia, bromelain, and that sort of thing. So it's a bit broad spectrum. And then I believe you, it sounds like you took kind of a three-pronged approach with your dog. So you were looking at supporting the joints with the Arthroplex and then with the Mareva, which now we have in the new vet line coming up, the product CurcuVet, which is the same thing, the curcumin phytosome, you were looking to sort of attack the inflammation because curcumin is a very, very potent anti-inflammatory. It's the main ingredient in the Indian herb turmeric.
That's right. So, yes, I know that in humans I've had quite good success in my practice using Mareva for, and even before I was using Mareva, using turmeric extracts to help with inflammation associated with pain and arthritis. So I figured it would probably be just fine for my animal, and it turned out to work great. Now, the Curcuvet or the Mareva product, now it's the same product. The dosages, I think, are a little bit different from one to the other in the different lines, the human line versus the pet line. But the product is the same, and I think it's worth just taking a minute to talk about the product because it is extremely unique. So you've mentioned this before. You talked about a curcumin phytosome, and I'd like you to just for a second describe or answer the question, what is a phytosome?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just say why you might want to use curcumin as a phytosome.
That was my next question, but I'll let you.
Okay.
You can answer that one first if you think
okay.
It sets it up good. That's great.
Curcumin is a very poorly absorbed flavonoid, as are a lot of flavonoids, which are ingredients in plants that have therapeutic benefit. Many of them are not well absorbed. So a company in Italy called Indina has developed this technology whereby they combine the flavonoid with another ingredient to help usher it through the cell membranes and help it be absorbed. What they've found works well are what are called phospholipids, and those work well because they are main ingredients in the cell membranes to begin with, so they're very well acquainted with moving through the cell membranes. So basically, in the curcumin phytosome, it's curcumin bound to phosphatidylcholine, and the phosphatidylcholine basically wraps itself around the curcumin and ushers it through the cell membrane. Phosphatidylcholine is fat-soluble, and the cell membranes are fat-soluble. So at any rate, there's much, much, much better absorption with the curcumin when it's bound that way than if you were just to take a straight curcumin extract.
Right, which has always been a problem with curcumin supplementation. We know that oftentimes it stays in the GI tract and it's hard to get it systemic. So this is a very unique way of helping to improve absorption. So, I mean, you talked a little bit about how curcumin works to relieve arthritis, but maybe you can expand on that a little bit and talk about some of the mechanisms that the phytosome curcumin or the phytonutrient curcumin, how it actually works to relieve inflammation.
Well, basically, our bodies produce chemicals that cause inflammation called cytokines, and curcumin has been shown to dampen the effect of those. In other words, it inhibits their secretion, or it will interact in different ways to decrease those inflammatory chemicals. And they've done research on dogs with arthritis and on horses with arthritis, and also on humans with the Mareva, and have found beneficial effects in all cases. There's been published research on all of these.
Sure. So when you have an arthritis issue, your body creates a process of inflammation around that arthritis, and that inflammation is oftentimes what contributes to the pain. If you can figure out ways to shut down that inflammatory process, you can start to relieve some of the pain. This is obviously the thought behind the treatment mechanisms associated with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, things like ibuprofen, things like acetaminophen, even the more powerful specific COX-2 blockers that were on the market like Vioxx, and there are some other prescription ones. Vioxx has obviously been pulled, but that's how they work. They shut down some of these cytokine markers. They work to shut down the inflammatory pathways. Curcumin represents a sort of novel approach from the natural pharmacy that works in a similar fashion. And I'm looking at some of the stats on Curcuvet, and it looks like, you know, one of these studies that they did in horses analyzed the bioactivity of Curcuvet compared to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and found their bioactivity was very similar in that the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and the Curcuvet both shut down the pro-inflammatory pro-inflammatory substances that contributed to pain. So it's a great...
Right, and they found that the same thing in a dog arthritis study that they carried out in Europe.
Okay. So, I mean, it's a great way. One of the options that, you know, if I had brought my dog to the vet and said, he's in pain, his, you know, he's getting up slowly, his, you know, I can hear his joints popping when he walks up the stairs. He just, I can tell he's in a little bit of pain. They probably would have prescribed for him a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory appropriate for a dog. So I still will not hesitate to use that if he gets into more pain. But we know that non-steroidal anti-inflammatories can come with potential side effects versus something like curcumin. Has a very low side effect profile, very little impact on the gastrointestinal system, which is one of the main areas that non-steroidal anti-inflammatories have a side effect. They can increase the risk of ulcers and stomach discomfort and stomach upset. So I will save, now that I have something in my toolbox from the natural pharmacy with very little side effects to help his pain, I will reserve the use of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories until I absolutely need to. And that's a great strategy that I have because that will help preserve the health of his GI tract.
Right. In fact, in one of the studies, they actually looked at the effects of the Mareve. I believe it was in the human study, because it was a comparison with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory swell, and they found significantly less GI upset in the Mareve group. And in fact, a lot of people are actually successfully using the curcumin phytosome, either Mareve or Curcuvet, for GI inflammation because it has anti-inflammatory effects on the GI tract too without causing the type of GI upset or gastrointestinal bleeding that can occur with NSAIDs.
Right. And that, I mean, that's something that I did not expect to change. When I first, my dog, you know, being 13, what was happening is in the mornings, he was having trouble holding his bowels. So he wasn't really making accidents, but if I wasn't up by 7 or 7:30, like on the weekends and have him outside, by then, we would often find a little deposit. Well, he's a big dog, so it wasn't little. It would be a large deposit by the door leading out to the backyard because he just couldn't hold it anymore. And so, you know, I just thought that was a process of him getting older, and I would just need to be more on top of making sure he gets out first thing in the morning when I wake up instead of dilly-dallying around. I would just take him out right away. Well, lo and behold, now 2 or 3 months into his supplementation regimen, of the Mareva or the Curcuvet and the Arthroplex, his ability to control his bowels has significantly improved, meaning that in the last 3 months, there has been one or two times tops where he has not been able to make it outside, even on days where we don't get to let him out until 9 or 9:30, which is a huge, huge improvement over where he was before. So I suspect, Dr. Head, as you're mentioning, that the Mareva is having some ability to reduce some of the inflammation in his GI tract and improve the health in that system as well, which has allowed him to enjoy a little bit of a better bowel control, which I'm sure he's so happy about because the poor guy looks so embarrassed every time he left one, you know, by the door. So
yeah, I was going through a similar thing with my 19-year-old cat until recently, and it's very common for both cats and dogs to get inflammatory bowel disease. Extremely common. I mean, when you think about it, it makes sense because as indiscreet as we might be about our eating, sometimes dogs in particular have even more indiscretion. I mean, they're eating out of garbage cans if they have an opportunity, or you know, the pet food that we buy is not always the best quality.
Right. Not to mention the deer poop in the yard, and one of my dogs eats his own poop. I mean, dogs are disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? They eat everything and anything
yeah.
they can get their hands on.
Yeah.
But we love them anyway.
They set themselves up for parasites and bowel inflammation and you know, that kind of thing. It's also not uncommon for cats to develop intestinal lymphoma, which looks just like inflammatory bowel.
Mm.
So you go in and do an ultrasound.
All right. Well, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, here we are talking about giving our animals all of these wonderful supplements to help all their issues. But some of you out there have got to be wondering, how in the world do I get my dog or my cat to take a pill? So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about how the Vet Line is designed to get around that and some strategies and tips that we can use or share with you in helping to get these supplements into your dogs and some of the main ways that we do that. So I am Dr. Kevin Passero. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and keep that dial tuned right where it is. We're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week. So make sure you are tuned in to the dial on Sundays from 10 to 11. If you happen to miss the show, or you're just tuning into this show now and want to hear it in its entirety, you can always go to myvillagegreen.com and click on the archive show link and download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. If you have an iPod, an iPad, or an MP3 player, or you have iTunes on your computer, you can also go to iTunes and just type in the search box Essentials of Healthy Living, and you can download the show for free as a podcast. Listen to it wherever you like, whenever you like, and that's true for all of our previously recorded shows. So it's a great resource. We encourage you all to please, please listen. Today we are talking about pet health and animal health. We spent the first two segments discussing some issues around arthritis. We just reviewed two great products that I have had personal experience with, and two of the most top-selling products in the Thorne Vet line, which has been developed by veterinarians for arthritis in dogs, cats, and even in horses. So if you're just tuning in, make sure to get the rest of the show and find out what those two were. I alluded to the fact in the last segment, we're talking about how to get your animals. We're talking about giving pills and giving supplements and vitamins to your animals. The question is, how do you get them to eat it, right? Some dogs are really picky. I'm not a cat person. I don't own cats, but I can imagine with cats it's even more difficult. So, Dr. Head, tell us some of the strategies that you have and some of the things that they've done in the Thorne Vet line to make it easier for your animal to take vitamins or supplements on a regular basis.
Well, first of all, several of the products have a bacon flavoring that is quite appealing to dogs and cats, particularly dogs. It's a pork-based bacon flavoring, and you can even smell it through the capsule, so it may, if the animal is going to eat the capsule, now you're not going to really get a cat to actually chomp on and eat the capsule, but often dogs will do that. They might be attracted that way, or a lot of people will take the, they're all in capsules in powder, so they can be taken out of the capsule and sprinkled on the food or buried in the food, and that's usually a good way to get a dog to take the medication. Now,
and I will say, I mean, my experience, my dog, the capsules go in his food whole, and I mean, he just doesn't discriminate, especially with the bacon flavor ones. Sometimes I'll find a little bit of the non-flavored ones, a little residue somewhere, but the bacon flavored ones, he scarfs down.
Right. And now cats are a little bit different. They're a little bit more discriminating and picky. And what I personally have found is that it's easier to leave the product in the capsule unless it's a dosage that needs to be given in like a half a capsule at a time. And then even then I try to juggle powder between capsules. For one thing, I want to make sure the cat gets the entire dose. And so I learned something at a veterinary conference once. I was talking to some veterinarians, and they said, well, just put the capsule under warm water and get it a little slimy, and then it goes down the cat's throat better. You don't have to worry about it sticking in there, or maybe they're real good at hiding things in their cheek and that sort of thing. So that's what I do, and I've been pilling, I've pilled 6 or 8 different cats over the last 10 years or so, and gotten pretty good at it. I know that sometimes people have animals that are just not going to let them come near them with a pill, you know, some of the more, the wilder ones, but I've found it works pretty well for me. I don't like the idea of putting the food in the animal, in the cat's bowl so much, because they tend to graze. They don't like scarf down their food all at once like a dog, so then I'm concerned if they didn't get the whole amount, or if there are multiple cats that somebody else is eating that portion of the food. So
yeah, and there
I'd
are also
get it down.
There are also great options. Village Green has a compounding pharmacy, and compounding pharmacies can take these solutions, take these powders, and mix them into liquid solutions and flavor them with bacon flavor, beef flavor, liver flavor, whatever it might be. So I know that compounding pharmacies often do a lot of work with vets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a product that you're getting from a Thorne Vet line off the shelf that's in a capsule form, you can always bring it to the compounding department and ask them to put it in solution and flavor it. And then it becomes a liquid that you draw up in a syringe and can dispense that way, which is sometimes a little bit easier for picky animals.
Right. And some of our products in the vet line are liquids and powders. But in terms of the capsules, they also make these little pill pockets that you can stick pills or capsules in and make it into a kitty treat or a dog treat. I'm not real sure about the ingredients in some of those pockets, but our products are manufactured so that we don't put anything in that interferes with absorption. So I guess before I would start advocating using a pill pocket, I'd want to be sure that it was not full of ingredients that would just counteract the effects of our careful manufacturing.
Yeah, and that definitely makes sense. I have to plug another product that's not related to the Thorne Vet line. It's called Nupro, and it's a mix of desiccated liver and flax seeds and other vitamins and a few basic minerals, kelp, just a food-based food-based support for dogs, and it basically,
I bet they like that. It sounds like it would taste good.
It's fantastic. You put a couple scoops in their food, and you add some water and mix it, and it makes like almost like a gravy. Uh-huh. And it gives the dogs, most dog food is pretty, even if it's a high quality one, I mean, it's kind of dehydrated. It's not really much of a live food anymore. And this is great because it gives the dogs what we would call like blood building nutrients, the liver formula, you know, the desiccated liver and the kelp. And I've seen huge differences in how it helps my dogs with shedding and how it helps their coats and just how it helps them look and feel in general. And that's a great thing because if you're mixing that in with their food, you can open almost any capsule into that. And the flavor from the NuPro and the gravy that it makes is going to pretty much hide any flavor of the capsules that you're going to be giving a dog in any appropriate doses. So that's a great product. You can find it at some high-end like pet food stores, but I usually order it online. It's spelled N-U-P-R-O, NuPro, and they have several different types.
Do they have it for cats too?
I'm not sure. I've only used it for dogs. I don't know if they have a cat line. I think it might be specific for dogs. I know they do a lot of stuff in like with show dogs and things like that. So I'm not quite sure if they have it for cats.
They probably wouldn't put flaxseed in for cats because cats have a they're deficient in the enzyme that would convert like the oils in flaxseed to the oils like the EPA and DHA that you find in fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
They can't convert from the original vegetable oil to that to the EPA and DHA. So with cats, you have to go straight to the fish oil.
Okay. And so let's talk about that. One of the other strategies I used with my dog when it came to helping with his pain was giving him cod liver oil. So, you know, let's talk about omega-3 fatty acid supplementation to animals because there is a product in the Thorne Vet line specific for omega-3s. And we talk so much about omega-3 supplements when it comes to human health. I mean, how does it relate to cats and dogs and even horses, perhaps, even though I can't imagine that horses, cats and dogs, I can understand because they would be eating things in nature in their wild type of environment that would contain a lot of omega-3s, game meats, probably some fish when they could get their hands on it. But I'm not so sure about horses. Maybe you can explain where omega-3s, what their role is in helping with animal health.
Well, you're right. As far as the horses go, the product that our equine veterinarian chose to carry in the line that for horses is called Omega Plus. And while it does have fish oil in it too, it also has oils from the Omega 6 line. It's got the GLA and from borage oil. And basically that's because horses are vegetarians, so they tend to want to try to give the oils from the types of foods that the horse would typically eat, whereas with the dogs and cats, they're going to be more likely to benefit from the EPA and DHA, particularly cats. The fish oils have application in just about any condition you can think of because they have anti-inflammatory effects, so you're going to want to think about using fish oils if you've got an animal with inflammatory bowel disease. There's been some really interesting research on using fish oils in dogs with renal failure, and dogs and cats both are pretty susceptible to renal failure, cats especially, because they just don't tend to drink enough water. So you're going to want to look at essential fatty acids if you've got an elderly animal or any animal that is going into renal failure. Certainly inflammation associated with arthritis, like you said, you're using the cod liver oil with your little guy, big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And neurological support, the essential fatty acids are really important for healthy nerve function, cognitive function. I mean, there really is hardly anything I can think of that an animal or a human might encounter cardiovascular health that you wouldn't consider using a good essential fatty acid. The product we have is called Super EPA Vet. And then the one with the GLA in it for the horses is called Omega Plus Vet.
Okay, so that the one for the horses, as you mentioned, has the vegetarian oils added as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a couple more topics. We're going to talk about common digestive concerns and digestive health and some different strategies and some products in the Thorne Vet line that can address some digestive issues. And we're going to be talking about eye health, immune support, cognitive neurological support, doggy dementia issues. So, you know, we've got a lot to cover in our last segment. So stay tuned. We're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary, and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be doing another great show. Today we've been talking about pet health. We always are talking about how to help your health, but today's show has been entirely dedicated to helping your best friends, your dogs, your cats, your horses, and we spent a lot of time focusing on probably one of the number one primary pet issues that people have is arthritis issues and joint pain. And we talked about a couple very great strategies for helping to decrease pain and inflammation associated with arthritis in your animals. And it really came from, you know, not only does the Thorn Vet line have a lot of experience based on the holistic vets that they've used to develop the line, but I personally, with my dog, have had phenomenal experience with the Thorn products in helping with pain and inflammation issues. So in this segment, I want to talk a little bit about a couple other common conditions for dogs and cats. We alluded to some of these things at the beginning of the show. But Dr. Head, maybe you can help us talk about digestive complaints, IBS, pancreatitis, inflammatory bowel disease. These are all conditions that are relatively common in our dogs and cats, not to mention acute episodes of diarrhea. I've definitely spent, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars and numerous visits to the vets when my dog got into something and was having just, you know, nonstop diarrhea. So maybe you can talk about some of these different issues and how some natural solutions might be helpful in addressing them.
Okay. Well, like you said, inflammatory bowel disease is quite common in dogs and cats. And it will often begin just as a seemingly benign, this diarrhea. Maybe they'll have an acute bout now and then. Maybe it won't even be diarrhea, but just you can tell they're uncomfortable when they're having their bowel movement, that kind of thing. And one of the products that I really like in the Sorn line, and in fact it's our best-selling product, is one called Gastroplex. And the reason that I like it so much is that it actually addresses irritation or inflammation in both the upper and lower GI. And it's got some probiotics and some nutrients to just help soothe the stomach. And it's also got glutamine in that helps to improve the functioning of the GI tract. So I like that because a lot of times people don't know initially what's going on with their animal, and I'm not suggesting that they not get a good diagnosis from a veterinarian, but if you have an animal that just periodically has diarrhea now and then, you may want to just have something on hand to try to see if you can help the animal and not run to the vet for a GI series x-ray or something every time they have a problem. So the Gastroplex has come in handy for dozens of Sorn employees who have asked me about a product that they might use for their animal, and they'll come back to me a couple days later and say, wow, that worked really, really well. And I actually prefer it over some of the products in our human line. I've been known to take Gastroplex myself, even though it does have the bacon flavoring in it.
And why do you prefer it? Do you like the bacon flavor?
I like the bacon, yeah. I like the bacon and dipped in a little chocolate maybe. But, no, I like it because it covers the whole gamut. It's got the upper and lower GI.
Gotcha.
And in the human line, we have a couple of products. One's GI NCAP for upper and PermaClear more for lower. Well, this kind of combines the two. And just especially when you're working with animals, you don't want to have to try to give too many different pills.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go for the biggest bang for your...
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, that's a good tip. That sounds like a great product. Now, you had also talked about one that some of the holistic vets use a lot for acute episodes of diarrhea. Now, so maybe you can talk about that for a minute.
There's a product called SF734VET. I know that's a mouthful. There's a long story for that name that I won't bore you with. But it's got in it nutrients that help soothe the stomach, so some deglycerizinated licorice and an herb that can help if there's bacterial issue going on, the berberine. And then it's got bismuth in. And bismuth is the ingredient in Pepto-Bismol that helps with diarrhea. And so the vets are using this product for acute diarrhea in dogs and cats. They swear by bismuth. You can't give Pepto-Bismol to a cat because it's got salicylates in, similar to aspirin, and those are toxic to cats. But you can give the bismuth portion of it, and this product has that in it. So the one thing that people need to be aware of is the bismuth can cause a harmless blackening of the stool. So if the stool was black before you gave the product, then you need to get in to see the vet and find out if there's bleeding going on.
Mm-hmm.
If it happened after you gave the supplement, it's probably the supplement.
Okay. And then there's another one. You know, I have had several friends that have had their dogs come down with pancreatitis, which is not all that uncommon. And you guys have a product, Diapan, which is pancreatic enzymes, correct?
Right, and pancreatic enzymes are used in the veterinary world for pancreatitis. Typically, when the animal has pancreatitis, they're not putting out the pancreatic enzymes that are necessary. It's also an inflammatory process, so any kind of an anti-inflammatory would possibly be helpful, such as CurcuVet. a product is called DiPen, which is the pancreatic enzyme product.
Okay, great. So let's talk about another issue with dogs and cats. We don't always think about it, but those of us who own it, who own animals, definitely see it happening. But people tend to laugh when you talk about giving an animal Prozac or, you know, your dog has anxiety. But a lot of animals do experience separation anxiety, and this can be a reason why they engage in bad behavior, why they chew things, why they are maybe nervous or lash out at people or other pets, or even snappy at their owners. They may be dealing with some anxiousness. And there are some products specifically in the Thorne Vet line designed to deal with anxiety in animals that may give people a first-line option before they consider using a pharmaceutical for their vet if they'd like. So maybe you can talk about those a little bit.
Yes, one of the products is called Cetaplus Vet, and it's a combination of calming botanicals that the ones you would typically imagine, hops and chamomile and valerian and that sort of thing. In the human world, we're typically using it to help go to sleep. The veterinarians may use it that way, but they would be more likely to use it if they needed to crate an animal to travel with it, or if a horse had to be confined to a barn for a long while, that kind of thing, or maybe if an animal gets really freaked out before it goes to the veterinarian, something like that. So the Cetaplus Vet is one. They're also
what's in the Cetaplus Vet?
It's got valerian, chamomile, hops, passion flower, and another herb called rhodiola.
Okay.
And interestingly, it's because of the valerian, it's a very stinky product. Like even you can smell it through the capsule. And but my cat is very attracted to the smell of the valerian.
So it doesn't mind it.
it smells like
stinky socks, basically.
Yeah. Or cat bottom. and they like that. So at any rate, they things that you would not imagine that they like, and things that you would think they like, they don't like. For instance, don't take the fish oil out of a capsule for a cat because they're probably not going to eat it. They run the other way, and you would not imagine that, really. You would
right.
think fish oil, they're going to like it.
Yeah, it's definitely something that you would think. Now, real quick, how about the PharmaGaba one?
PharmaGaba was the other one I was going to mention. That's an excellent one for calming excited animals without actually making them extremely sleepy. I mean, you can give enough to make them sleepy, but if you're trying to get them to sleep, I would probably choose the Cetaplus, whereas if you're trying to just get them to calm down, maybe at a dog show or going to the vet or doing whatever.
Sure, if they're in a particularly anxiety-provoking situation. And then even dogs that have general levels of anxiety on a regular basis, again, if you talk with your vet or find a holistic vet, these are certainly options that you could try. So we're going to have to wrap up. I hope everybody found that helpful. We covered some things for anxiety, GI health, inflammation, arthritis. I certainly learned a lot. Dr. Head, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, and I'm looking forward to launch of this new vet line next week.
That's great. Well, people can learn more about it by going to www.thornresearch.com, correct?
It's just thorn.com.
Oh, T-H-O-R-N-E, thorn.com.
And eventually, next week after we have the launch, which is going to be on the 16th of next week, they can go directly to the vet line, which is www.thornvet.com.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Kathy. Everybody, thank you for tuning in and listening today. I'll be back in a couple weeks. Don't forget to tune in every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.